What's your name then? What's your involvement with this project?
Yeah, my name's Steve Proctor. I'm a director of Proctor Matthews Architects, and we're architects and urban designers. And we're part of a wider team of consultants that include traffic engineers, landscape architects, project managers, to look at sort of trying to predict the how Tweed Bank could expand in light of the railway going in, and what the impact of that could be.
And how would you describe this kind of almost vision that's been put forward today?
Well, the big idea behind this is this is such a beautiful setting, and it's an amazing stretch of the River Tweed. It's nationally known. It connects not only national cycle routes but national pedestrian routes. It's a place of scenic beauty. How could we foresee a future where we minimise the visual impact on that, but at the same time produce new homes for local people and incomers as well, and how we can boost the local economy? So this is really what the project's about. It's also about it's not just about new homes, this is also about new businesses, existing businesses, nurturing them to help them to expand. So people like Tempest Brewery, these are industries that are really doing great guns here. This is a project really to help them expand in the future as well. And how can you make an arrival? At the moment, you arrive in a sea of tarmac and a car park. It's not a great way to enter a little town. So how can make an arrival place that, again, tries to unite both the existing with the new? And that's the real challenge for the project, and that's why we've been sort of working with landscape architects and transport planners to try to make something that it's not car dominated and it's not road dominated, but it's about making a place. Sorry.
And I've answered most of the questions here, but one final point then would be, how would you feel then if this vision, this plan isn't adopted, isn't taken forward, if it's kind of pushed to the side, maybe if there's any kind of if there's not enough kind of favour towards it?
Well, I mean, this is why we have consultation. I mean, this is the second or third consultation at the moment. It's an ongoing process. We've got to, a lot of sensitivities around this, not just visual sensitivities. This is about local businesses as well and local residents. And we're here really to listen to how people react to it. In terms of how this plan is taken forward or not taken forward, I think that's an issue you should discuss with the Borders Council, and I'm sure they'll be keen to explain their strategy for that.
I'd ask if there's room for extra shops or anything within that. Because there was concerns that many new houses might need some new infrastructure.
New houses always have an impact on school places. They always have an impact on healthcare. They also, dentists, doctors, creches. Those are things that can be accommodated within this plan. And I think that the real challenge here is that there are existing businesses here and there are existing community groups. Those need actually to become part of this, and it's not to sort of create something that's in opposition to this or to pull away from it or take away anything from that. So it's about trying to unite the new with the old and existing.
Thank you very much.